Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of our Thanksgiving in 1 hour brings me to a nice vegetable side that I know we want to have. And I'm talking about my green beans with bacon that is really just to die for. I think you're really going to like this. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is I like to use good quality bacon. Now, I'm not trying to knock any other bacon out there, but when you cook, especially a meal like Thanksgiving, you want to use the best of the best. I mean, this is a meal, realistically speaking, that you're only supposed to cook once a year. Maybe around Christmas time, you could do the same thing. But with Thanksgiving, we really want to bring out the best. I highly recommend going for a little bit more of the pricier stuff. I like buying the thick cut bacon. It's so much better. It has so much more body and people can actually taste the bacon. And what we're going to do is we're going to take that bacon and we're going to cut it into small little cubes. And now the best way to do this is to layer the bacon on top of each other and then to put a nice line right down the middle with your knife. And then go ahead and put another line down the middle and go ahead and go horizontally from right to left because I use my right hand to use a knife. Go all the way across till we get our bacon nice and cut. Once the bacon is cut, what I'm going to do next is put it in a pan. Always start it off on a nice low medium and then work up to a solid medium. Very important because we're going to render out the fat of the bacon, and this is going to give us the crispiest, most incredible bacon. We're going to drain the fat out, and then we're going to go back and add in our green beans. Once we add in the green beans, it's very, very important to remember that we want to make sure the green beans, the tips are French, which means the left and the right of the green bean is cut at a 45 degree angle. I'm also going to add in some caramelized or some onion for caramelizing. And I'd like to use just the sweet yellow onions or the Spanish onions, a sprig of fresh thyme, a sprig of fresh rosemary. And now that we've got all these ingredients in here, we're going to go ahead and add some of that bacon fat back into this mixture. And we're going to remove all of the crispy bacon and we're going to add it back in at the end. So what we're going to do is after we add in that bacon fat, I want to add in also a little bit of onion powder. And with onion powder, I'd like to say for every good handful of our green beans, let's go ahead and add in 1 tablespoon of onion powder and 1 tablespoon of granulated garlic as well. We're going to cook that all together, let it saute up, add in 1/4 cup of beef stock, and then add your bacon back in, toss it, and enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.